This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 84. Do all backlinks help? You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because there is still some uncertainty around particular aspects of backlinks. So we're going to talk about that today. Okay. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started. Everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. But before I actually start, I want to say I have done other episodes on how backlinks work. Okay, so if you're curious, if you're just starting and you're wondering about backlinks, I would recommend that you listen to episodes 37 and 39. Okay, and those are called The Difference Between Good Backlinks and Bad Backlinks and The Difference Between Good Backlinks and Bad Backlinks Part 2. Okay. It goes into detail about what kind of backlinks help, what kind of backlinks hurt, and so on. But we're going to talk about things that are a little bit dissimilar from that in this episode, because there's one question that I have been frequently getting, and I'm going to give the question and I'm going to share the answer with you, and then we're just going to talk about some other stuff, okay? So how about I just tell you the question right now? Okay, people have been asking me this question or a question very close to it. They say, Grumpy SEO Guy, is it true that you should only get backlinks from websites with more authority than you? And they usually say DA or DR instead of authority, but you guys know the whole thing about that, so I'm not going to repeat it. Just kidding. Yes, I will. But I'm going to tell you at the end. And is it true that websites with less authority than you, if they link to you, it's bad for you, it will harm your website? So that question is very intriguing to me because I never thought of it ever. No offense, it's a good question. I was surprised the first time I got asked that question, and then I got asked it like again, and I'm just like, wow, okay, we got to talk about it. So first answer to the question is no. The answer is no. Okay, websites with less authority than you that link to you do not hurt you. Okay, let's stop and let's talk about DR and DA and authority for a second. Okay, authority is a word that refers to how much significance does your website or your web page have, okay? DR is a measure and estimate of authority by a tool called Ahrefs. It's ahrefs.com, A-H-R-E-F-S.com. DA is a measure of authority by Moz, which you can find at Moz, M-O-Z.com. They are guesses at how much authority a website has, because the real measure of authority is not provided anymore. The real measure of authority comes from Google. It is called PageRank. It is not provided anymore. And I have other episodes that explain why they stopped providing it. They still calculate it. They just don't release it. So you cannot look at a web page or a website and tell how much PR, PageRank, it has, because you cannot do that. Other tools made their own versions of it, which are guesses. The slightly longer version, for those of you who care, most of you know this already, is this. Google uses a measurement called PageRank. Basically means how much authority does a page have. At any rate, they used to publish this, and there were tools that you could use to see how much PageRank a specific page had. It was awesome. Anyway, what happened was people started leveraging it for their own SEO and selling backlinks based on how much PageRank a site had, so they stopped publishing it. And when it stopped being published, different companies like Moz and Ahrefs and so on created their own version or their own guess as to how to determine the authority of a page using their own metrics, okay? But it's not an official thing. No search engines actually use DA or DR or anything like that, okay? But since you cannot see PageRank anymore, you can use these as guesses. So anyway, the question was, let me repeat the question again. Is it true that backlinks from websites with more authority help you and with less authority hurt you? Meaning more authority than you or less authority than you. The answer is no, it does not. And here's the reason. All backlinks, well, let me make sure I say this correctly. All backlinks from normal websites help you. All backlinks help you. Yes, there are exceptions to that. If you're getting spammy backlinks, if you're getting backlinks from penalized websites, you know, if you're getting, that's not what I'm talking about. That's why I said normal, okay? All backlinks from standard websites help you. They help you. They only help you unless they do it wrong, okay? If it's spammy, if there's a penalty, if it's a link farm, if it's any of the bad things that we talk about in other episodes, listen to episodes 37 and 39, okay? They will help you, okay? Here's an analogy. Here's an analogy that will make sense. If you're a millionaire, okay? Let's not think about authority, let's think about finances, okay? If you're a millionaire, okay? And I have $1,000, okay? So you have way more money than I do. If I give you a dollar, you're still getting a dollar. It doesn't matter that I have $1,000 and I gave you a dollar, you're still getting a dollar. You're still making money. If you're a millionaire and a billionaire gives you a dollar, you're still getting a dollar, okay? It doesn't matter that he has more money than you. It doesn't matter that I have less money than you. You're still getting a dollar, okay? You can think of authority that way. Look, I know somebody is listening to this episode and they're going, I know somebody is listening to this episode and they're like, that's not true because you said authority, the more authority and a website gives more authority with the backlinks. So it's not the same as a dollar from a billionaire or a dollar from a thousandaire. Okay. Yes, you're generally right. But we're just talking about the concept of giving link juice anyway, okay? If you really want to look at it like that, okay, you would have to think of it in terms of percentage gain, okay? I probably need to avoid this analogy because I feel like people are going to misunderstand this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Think of the value of a link as being a percentage of the authority, okay? So if we're going to talk about money, your billionaire, let's say your billionaire invests, okay, and makes 10% return on his money. So he invested $1 billion and he got 10%, okay? So how much is that? Now, that's $100 million, okay? 10% of $1 billion. Now, that thousandaire, he invests in the same fund, he makes 10%. What's 10% of $1,000? It's $100, okay? So they both made 10%, but the billionaire made more because he had more money to begin with, okay? So all else being equal, websites with higher authority will provide more authority in a backlink because they have higher authority. But that doesn't mean that less authority on a web page will not be useful in a backlink. It just means you're not getting as much, okay? It just means you're not getting as much. So one more thing that I want to say really fast here, okay? Listen, because the number of outbound links matters, okay? It is possible, and this is a large thing that you should pay attention to. It is possible for a higher authority webpage to share less authority from a backlink than a lower authority webpage, okay? If you have a high, and look, I don't know the exact formula that is used, okay? But I will tell you this. If you have, I'm trying to keep people from counting this stuff and like trying to do math that like nobody understands, okay? So look, if you have a webpage with a lot of authority and also a lot of outbound links, it is possible that each of those links carries less link juice than a smaller number of links from a lower authority webpage, okay? That's all I'm going to say. So we're actually going to talk more about this in the future because I'm actually deciding to not continue to provide more information about this right now because I don't want to distract the purpose of this episode. But number of outbound links is a big deal. And you know how in another episode, I think it was like episode 2 or something, I can't remember. I talked about link farms and why they're bad, okay? But number of outbound links is a big deal, both in regard to, you know, keeping yourself from being mentioned on a link farm, but also, so when there are too many outbound links on a website, none of them carry very much authority, and it doesn't matter how much authority the web page has. I just wanted to mention it because I know that somebody has that question while we're discussing backlinks. But all links help. If your DR is 60 and you get a backlink from a website that's DR4, it still helps you because it's a backlink, as long as it doesn't have any of the things that we talked about before, okay? So yes, all links are good when they come from good websites. Do not worry about authority. I have even stressed before on numerous episodes not to even think about things like DR or number of backlinks, which is kind of unrelated right now. But it's another thing that people put way too much value on. And it's like probably the smallest value thing you should look at, right? What did I tell you in some other episode? I said, next time you're in whatever SEO software you use, I want you to ignore number of backlinks, okay? Now, definitely pay attention to referring domains, but ignore number of backlinks because it ultimately doesn't matter. So the next thing that we need to talk about, because I know somebody is thinking this too, well, what if it's nofollow? Does a nofollow link help? Some website gave me a backlink, but it's a nofollow backlink. Okay, guys. Okay. First of all, I have an entire episode on nofollow and the other attributes that a link can have, like sponsored and user-generated content. That's episode 38. You should go listen to that one. But here's the thing. There's always been a lot of argument over how important are nofollow backlinks? Do they actually pass link juice? They say they don't pass link juice. Look, if you get a nofollow backlink, I probably would avoid complaining because it's still a backlink. And here's the thing, wait for it. Nofollow backlinks are normal. It is normal to get nofollow backlinks. And what is the first rule of SEO? Would this ever organically happen? Okay. So if you're getting nofollow backlinks every once in a while, yes, that is normal. It is good for your website. Do not be like, excuse me, blogger, please change the nofollow backlink to a follow. You should probably try to stay away from doing that. And what you should do is be like, cool, I got a backlink. Somebody liked my content enough to link to it. It is normal to have nofollow backlinks. Not a lot, but like some. So anyway, people make a big deal out of, oh, how many, what's the proper ratio? 20% nofollow, 15% nofollow. Those are fine. It's fine. There's not a problem, okay? I'm going to say this one more time, and then we're going to move on. We're not going to move on, but I'm going to say it one more time. Anyway, it is normal to get nofollow backlinks. They are normal. It makes your website look like a standard website and probably will considered favorably by the search engines, okay? If you want to learn more about the ratio, you should listen to the episode that I just mentioned. In there is a lot of talk about the ratio of dofollow to nofollow. And dofollow is not even a real thing, and you'll learn that in the episode. Now, there's one more thing that I want to say, because everybody's like, well, nofollow links don't help anyway. Okay, look. This is something that Google posted. I'll tell you the address in a minute so you can verify it yourself, but let me read it to you first. Okay, this is from 2019. Specifically, it is from the ninth month in 2019. What is that, September? Yes, September. Okay. September 2019. Okay. Google said this. I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to give you the address so you can read it yourself. They wrote, this is from Google, okay, on Google's website. Okay. So Google said this, when nofollow is introduced, Google would not count any link marked this way as a signal to use within our search algorithms. This has now changed. All the link attributes, sponsored, UGC, and nofollow, are treated as hints about which links to consider or exclude within search. End quote. Okay? So they're using them as hints, not as like definite fact about not to consider the link, okay? And if you want to look up this article yourself, here's the address. It's kind of long, but I'm going to share it anyway. https://developers.google.com/search/blog/2019/09/ evolving-nofollow-new-ways-to-identify. And it's like pretty much at the top. You don't even have to scroll down very far to find that. So anyway, Google themselves writes that nofollow is not certain, okay? It's a hint. All right. Anyway, look. So anyway, Google themselves writes this. So, I mean, people are still not going to believe it. That's fine. But look, if you're getting nofollow links, it's fine. The point that you should take away from this episode is that all backlinks that come from regular websites help you. They all help you. If they have smaller authority, they might help you less. So the amount of authority that a web page has might affect how much authority you get from a backlink, but all backlinks help you, okay? They all help you as long as you're doing them correctly, okay? That's the message from this episode. I hope it made sense. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about it has to be backlinks because it's not content.